Tonight's Shir Simin Kuf Lamed Hey, Se'if Yud and Yud Aleph. Se'if Yud. Nohagu Likrus Kohen Acher Kohen Behefsik Yisrael B'nehem. The Mechaber says there was a minig to call up a Kohen after another Kohen as long as there was Yisrael between them. But Oymer HaChazik Ashkar L'Sheni and the Gabbai, when he calls up the second Kohen, would announce Af Al Pi Shehu Kohen. Even though he's a Kohen, we're giving him Revi'i, Shlishi, whatever it is, Chamishi, won't be Shlishi, because so I guess Shlishi, Revi'i, Chamishi, whatever. The Chayotze Bezeh, Nohagen B'Levi, Achalevi, the same as with Levi after Levi. As long as there's a Hafsik, it'll be okay. The Moshe says, V'lchein, therefore, Mutal Alos Gamkei L'Maftir B'Chei Gavna, you can also call him up for Maftir, in such a fashion. Imkar Maftir Stav, you call him for Maftir Stav, without saying his name, we don't worry about a blemish. We don't mention his name. He's saying if you call up the maft without calling his name, then we're not going to worry about a pagam. Let's stop here. See Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says Kohen Lamed Aleph Behefsek Yisrael. Mechaber says you'll call up a kohen after a kohen. The minhag was to call up a kohen after a kohen as long as there's a Yisrael in between. Perish. What it means is as follows. Shekohen mitchila kolaseid the katanas hachamim. You began by the order the chacham instituted. Kohen, the first Aliyah. Levi, the second Aliyah. Yisrael, the third Aliyah. Oz mutar lachzor v'likor kohen. Then you could call up a kohen for the fourth Aliyah. For what din, demein shom Levi, and if there's no Levi, the same thing is true, v'kar kohen pamayim. You can call up the kohen twice. So he called up the kohen twice. He got the kohen Aliyah, then he got them come Levi. V'achach Yisrael. And then you call up shlishi the Yisrael. Nami mutar lachzor v'likor kohen. After that, you can call up a kohen for Revi'i. V'chein mutar likro shom Levi, v'chol aliyah sheyir, so you could call Levi any aliyah you want as well in this process. V'chol shkein la'achron l'mafter, and certainly for achron l'mafter. V'atam, the reason is, t'lek l'mechash kan, l'pagam l'shavishim b'zeh, there's no concern that will say the first kohen who got the aliyah is not really a kohen. That's not going to happen. D'yehavi pogum, if he was a blemished kohen, he wasn't a real kohen, miyad ha'yim aran l'achrof, right away, they would talk about it and point it out. They'll tell the chazan. Immediately they'd get another kohen up there. So they wouldn't wait till after Levi and Yisrael to then give another kohen aliyah. We're not worried about a pagam of the second one. That maybe someone will say that he's not a real kohen. The fact that he's getting revi'i is a proof that he's a chalol. He's not a real kohen. And the Levi gets chamishi, it's a right, he's not a Levi. We're not going to say that either. To Oimim, we say, Afal Pishu kohen. Even though he's a kohen, we're giving him a V. V'chein b'Levi, Shu Levi. Afbi that he's a Levi, he's giving the aliyah. So, Kohen Lam Beis. V'kiyot z'bezeh nohagim, and based on this, we give the Levi after the Levi. What's well, so allowing me to say, Afal Gav d'aminim b'siftes, even though we said before in siftes, the Levi achal Levi lo yikra, you don't call Levi after Levi because we'll say they're both pogum. Hacha kimin shehifzik Yisrael. Meantime, here, if there's the Yisrael in between, v'gam oimer he adds afal pishu Levi. Lekashem chashash. There's nothing to worry about. V'chanal like we said before by the kohen. Sifkar lamed gimel. To Amos says, therefore, they can be called up for maftir, and if they call the maftir stam, there's no concern. The maftir b'chiyah gam. They call the maftir in this fashion. Let me to say sheyask gam kin shu kohen Levi. We call him up afal pishu kohen al pishu Levi. And there's no concern. This is one approach. The Ramah brings a second approach. The Yesh Oymen, some say, the Ein Likros Kohen or Levi, the Minyan Shiva. You do not call up a Kohen or a Levi once you've gone through the first Kohen or Levi. You don't call them up in the first seven Aliyahs. Aval Achash and Nishlam HaMinyan, once you've gone through seven Aliyahs, then you Chom Likros Kohen or Levi. You can call up a Kohen or Levi for Achron. That's the minigun or medina. But if there's a case of great need and pressure, we can rely on the first view. So Mishnah Berurah explains, the Amar says, we don't do this. We don't call up a second kohen for a V and a Levi for Chamishi. Even if you want to make a whole new Seder, Tainu kohen, Levi, so. Gamkein asur l'shitas with this view holds you're not allowed. Kivan shu b'serach shiva kruim, it's part of the seven aliyahs of Shabbos, you can't do it. Kasra Pesach, the Pesach can write. The betainis lo yala koyin olev lemaftir. That on a tainis, on a weekday, you don't call up a koyin olev for maftir. Shemini hakruim. Maftir is shlishi. Shemaftir is shlishi. It's part of the number of regular aliyahs. Can't let that happen. Since it's a shlishi, he's not going to get it. Then ein sham yisrael yidei lehaftir. And let's say this yisrael doesn't know how to say the haftar. He can't do it. Doesn't make a difference. Makon achem oso. He'll give the yisrael the aliyah, and someone will read it for him. Sivkan lamed hey, the minyan shiva, we don't allow a kohen and levi to get aliyahs during the first seven, except for the first 12 aliyahs. V'adin b'yomtiv l'chamishi, the same is true on yomtiv, the first five aliyahs, they're not getting an aliyah except the first two. U'b'diyaved em tov akar l'kohen and levi em seminyakum, but let's say b'diyaved, they made a mistake. They called up a kohen and levi part of the essential number, whether it's five on yomtiv or seven Shabbos. If it's possible to exchange it and give them mafter or achron, they should wait by the shulchan. Someone else in this place. And he'll get achron or mafter. Let's say it's not possible. Once he's up there, he stays there. He says the brach. That's what the mor concludes. The Malkum Tzerech Udechak Yishlisma Chasvar Rishon. In case of great inner pressure, you could rely on the first view. So Mamir, in such a case, you'll rely on the first view. So Kar Namavav V'chei Nuhagim V'chulu. And that's the meaning in our Medinas. Well, Vush Kasev, the Vush writes, Dechahayoyim, today, Afila Achas Shiva Kruim, even after the first seven aliyahs, Ein Anunoygin L'Kroysan. We don't call up a new cycle of Koyin Levi Yisrael. We just give them achron or mafter. The other achron write this as well. Vatam isu b'levush. Levush explains. By the achron, we don't worry about the gam. Ki adraba. B'daras halolu mechashvan achron choshev mikum. Today we think achron is a very choshev aliyah. Fishu mesayim haparasha. It ends the parasha. For the golus shabbat tzibur kron achron. They call the achron to the biggest one of the tzibur. The afal pisha kern la achron mafter, even though there is a mafter afterwards, hamafsikin bein noa bein a mafter bekadosh, there's a kash that separates it, so mameila there's no pagam. The gam be mafter in makbid, in a mukayim, we also don't care if the mafter is given to kayim. The havikit chilas kriya, that's like a new kriya, the kameas will explain. Vafila ma achron ha yagam kin kayim, even if the achron is a kayim, en chayishim ishim kayim achar kayim, we don't worry about a kayim after kayim. Since the Kash Shabbos, he's saying you can have called an Achron Kohen and a Mafter Kohen, one after the other. Ad Kan, the Shonavish, that's what the Levush writes. If there's a case of need, let's say you have two Chasanim and Shul and they're close friends, this Shabbos Ufruf, Shabbos Sharabachos, each side has Kaham Levim, we'll divide the Parsha in half. Metchila Koran Zayin Gavri LeEchod, we give seven aliyahs to one. V'achah Koran LeChosna Hashem V'Shishmim, then we give seven aliyahs to the second. So we're not going to go like the first sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. That's not a Shastachak to just restart the cycle after the first three aliyahs. We'll just have 14 aliyahs that Shabbos. But you give 14 aliyahs, seven and seven, each one gets seven and seven. Kasru Achron, the Achronim right. The Besimchas Torah, Shemotzin Shlosho Sifrei Torah, three Sifrei Torah and Sifrei Torah. They could all be kahanim. Echad chasen Torah, who ends Zayis Abrocha, vechad chasen Bereishis, who starts Bereishis, vechad maftir. Kimet shekol echad koyre b'sefer acher. Each one gets a separate sefer Torah. It's not a problem. Al b'shchoydish teves shechal b'shabbos yesh gam kein shloshes from now. B'shchoydish teves, which is Shabbos Chanukah, which occurs on Shabbos, so you're going to have three swarm as well. Oz b'sefer harishon shekoyin b'parshas haShavua. So the first sefer is just the parsha Shavua. Ein likros l'koyin l'mesef. You can't give a koyin only at the end. Afim hosifu v'kar bo yoyis meshav. Even if they make hosafis, and there's more than seven, l'vishay dayin imashlim and hakriya b'sefer zeh, since we're not finished learning from the sefer, v'amashlim hu b'sefer hasheni, the one who concludes is the second sefer, shkoyin parsha Shchoydish. So we're not going to let a koyin get from the first sefer Torah. Basically, the way we break it up is we have six aliyahs from the first Sefer Torah, the seventh from the second. So, Lamaisa, even if they make Hosafis, and there's more than seven, Lamaisa, the Tashlum of the Kriya is the second Sefer. The Raya is, that's when you say the Kaddish, after the second Sefer. So, we're not going to call up a Koyin at the end of the first Sefer. Rak the Sefer Hasheni Shabo Mashma Achim. But in the second Sefer Torah, where we're going to conclude the last Aliyah, Uba Sefer Shala Achrov Shakurim Bishalchana Kalamafter, and in the third Sefer we're going to learn from Chanukah, Rasham Likos the Koin Lios Achron Vagam Kalamafter. There you could have two Kahanim, one for the second Sefer Torah and one for the third. Vechem Bishabbos Shal Parsha Shkolim, O Shal Parsha Chodesh, Shachal Barosh Chodesh, Sheyesh Gam Ken Shosvarim. It could also happen if Shabbos Shkolim or Shabbos HaChodesh is on Rosh Chodesh, you're going to have three Sefer Torah again. So in those cases, the same thing. Ein l'kos koyin l'hashem akriya b'sefer harishon. We will not call up a koyin for the conclusion of the first Sefer Torah. Rak b'shnei svarim achroinim asharim l'kos kohanim l'achron l'after. But you can't call up a koyin for the second Sefer and the third. K'moshe k'savti, like I wrote with Shabbos Chanukah. This is Shai Ephraim. Ayan Shalom b'pischei sh'orim ha'sheheri ud b'shem p'im ha'godim in the moed sh'pesach v'tom ha'alav. He can't understand it because chol moed pesach has no shaychus to this conversation. Sivkon lam ha'zayin b'mokam tzorchu d'chak v'chulut. The Ramal concludes that in a case of need and pressure you can rely on the first view. Could go m'simchas Torah, okay, gavin on simchas Torah, you do it, or anything like that. Yesh dismoch d'miyad shakar shosha kru m'rishoinim k'rin levi sol. We rely that once we've called up three aliyahs k'rin levi sol, call up a Kohen Levi. Like we write in the view of the Mechaber. V'da, and you should know. Even if you follow the first view, there are many early and later opinions who hold. You don't just call up Kohen Levi. It has to be the full order. Dino Kohen Levi v'Yisrael. In this case, we're not worried there's a begam that they're going to say the second kohen isn't a kohen because we're calling a Levi after him. Al below seder, but without an order, we're not going to call up just a kohen random or a Levi random because of the chashash of begam. Well, the feast rose according to this rationale. Afilu la'achon or la'mafter ain't likro the kohen Levi. So why are we calling up a kohen Levi as Achonim after? People say, oh, must be, he's not a Kohen, that's what's getting this Aliyah. Well, he's not a Levi. But Lamaisa, the world is not Makel, everyone is Makel for this. Say that that's okay. Like the Levush explained, that it's a Choshev Aliyah. And we wouldn't give it to someone who is a Begam. And therefore, you should try to keep it in order, like especially in Chester, keep them in order. Even after the first seven aliyahs. So if you're Aleph, Yesh Misha Omer, there is one who says, Shimkara Hachazan Koin Olev Ve'enosham. If the Gabbai calls up Koin Olev, he's not there. Lo Yikra La'achar B'shem. We don't call up a replacement by name. Mishim Pegamo Shabishna creates a Pegam on the first one. Ela Achar Yala Atzma, he just gets up without being called up. V'chein no'agu, and that's the minik. Shlich tzibishu koyin, if the gabbai is a koyin, yochalik or koyin achla, take a couple of another koyin, and we don't assume, oh, it must be this begam, why is he getting someone else not doing it himself? We don't say that. Mishdebur sivkan lamaches, koyin or levi. They called up, or koyin or levi, and he's not there. Al b'yisrael imkru v'enisham. They call up Yisrael, and he's not there. Yochalikos la'acha b'shmo, we call up someone else by name. There's no pegam by Yisrael. Tafila mamza mutlalosato. We give an aliyah even to a mamza. We'll see it later on. So there's no pegam. Sivkal lametes ve'enosham. So they called up the kohen. They called up the levi. He's not there. Let's say the kohen is there. He's milosh monesrei. Mutlalikos ha'acha b'shem. You call up another kohen with his name. Everyone sees he can't get the aliyah because he's middle of Darshan Esrei, and Mamela, there's no pegam if you call up someone else by name. Sivkan mem, nishum pegamo. If you call up someone else by name, it's a pegam on the coin. The years where people will think, shenod b'tokach, they just found out, shu pogam, he's a pogam, that's why we're calling someone else up. If the fellow walks up without being called, they know it's not a pegam. V'kosra achorim d'achorim might. If they call the father, then the father's not there. So you want to get someone else up there, but you can't call him by name because it's a begam. Let's say you want to call up the son of the one who's missing. So there are achronim who say you can do that, call him by name. If there's a problem with the father, there'll be a problem with the son. Aval Aviv Osur, but you can't call up his father by name. The Yomu, because they could say Aviv Nasa Grusha Mekvar, maybe his father is married to a Grusha. Sha'av Kosh, the father is okay, but Ben Chol, the son is not okay. Now, we pointed out before, you don't call up a Kayin, first Ali is married to Grusha. So the notes on the side point out, of course, it's talking about a case when he divorced already, and Mamela, there's no problem, he was Noider, so he returned to his Kedusha. So there's still a possibility of pagam on a son by calling the father, but there's no pagam on a father when you call up his son. Obviously, if the son is good, the father is good. So they go up by themselves. Kasim b'sefer Sha'ifrayim. The Sefer Sha'ifrayim writes, Demkaru l'koin ola levi l'achron, ola mafter. What if they give the aliyah of achron or mafter to a koin or levi? Venusham is not there. V'kur l'achron. So you call someone else up. Alpha pisha achru gam ken koin or levi, even if the other is a koin or levi, mut l'kros b'shem, you can't call him by name. At this point, we're not going to say, oh, it must be a pagam. The Yisrael gam can mutla alos da achlam after. Anyone can get the aliyah. You give it to Yisrael too. So we don't assume there's a pagam by the kohen by calling someone else in this place. So this halacha, if you call the kohen and he's not there, you get a substitute without calling the name. It's only for the first aliyah. It's not if it happened by achron or by mafter. Sifkad membeiz, yachal ekor v'chulu, tashdiach tzibur, the gabbai, or the balkari, who's a kohen, could call up someone else. No one assumes there's a concern of his personal pagam. Everyone knows that just because of Shiach Tzibur, he's not going to push off everyone else from getting aliyahs. It's not because he's pogam, it's just other people need to get a chance. Even if the gabbai is a kohen, he could call whoever he wants. Or there are places where they sell the rights for the aliyas. The one who bought it, it has to be a kohen or levi. He can give the aliyah to someone else, another kohen or another levi. We don't say it's a begam. If someone bids on an aliyah for kohen, we don't say it's a begam if he gives it another kohen. Everyone knows that's the derech. It's a minig to give cover to others, and it's not in any way going to be assumed a begam on the one who passed it up.